There are dimensions hidden in Jesus Christ our Lord, found in the very Word of God, which is expressly made known by the Holy Spirit. Join me as we welcome the ministration of God's servant, Pastor Sheyi Osoyibi, at Diocese 2019, the warfare of the kingdom. Relax, relax, enjoy the ministration.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, Kalino Andrea Soto, he Sotopra.
Can we stand to our feet together to worship God together this evening?
Majesty.
And see, I'm dead, but we are alive in your heart.
bless. We pay obeisance to your majesty. We bring whatever it is that we have become, we cast it before you, Lord. We pay obeisance to the Ancient of Days, the Savior of all mankind. We praise you. We thank you for today. Oh, your grace found us. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, can we have a speech in Jesus' name? Once again, I want to appreciate all the men of God in the house. You have all blessed and been blessed. And I'm particularly, at this point, mindful of what Reverend Ken said about remaining a child in the presence of God for the rest of your life. You see, it's always good to remember where you came from. You must remember that day you gave your life to Jesus. It's very, very important that you remember it. If you don't remember that encounter, the enemy will play games with you. Part of the element of salvation is you being sure that you are saved. That's part of the element of salvation. And for you to know you are saved, you must know that day. So the question is, what message did you hear that birthed you into the kingdom? If you did not come through the right door, please go back and revalidate your passport. Go and revalidate your entry. Because the Bible says, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made. Said, if thou shalt believe and you will confess the Lord Jesus Christ. He also said that if you, said that Paul was talking about the gospel, that Jesus died, Abby, and that he was buried, and he stayed in the grave for 3 days, and he rose. Said, if you believe that, say you are saved. It looks very simple, but if that foundation is not there, you have gone nowhere. Yes, sir. You have been playing church. You joined PGT. Praise the Lord. You joined PGT. You did not join the kingdom. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? What did you join? Because on that day, they look for those whose names are written. Thank God I was not the one that has the book. I've written everybody in my family and put their names on that book. But it's not just work like that. So please, go and revalidate your entry and get the right papers. Praise the Lord. But please, get the right papers. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. This evening, I want to go in a different direction. Not invalidating what has been said hitherto. Do you understand me? Because there are all different perspectives of truth. Amen. The issues that has just begun to dawn on us in these seasons that we have come into is that we really have no business talking about anything, emphasizing and no other thing than the kingdom of God. Miles Monroe was a man known for prosperity. Was a man known to, for what? Purpose and all those things. But close to the end of his life, all that changed. And he was sitting and talking with this American preacher, Benny. And I believe that conversation was what led to where Benny got to. His repentance, he began to repent of. And it's possible to be a preacher for donkey years and miss the purpose of God. Hallelujah. May you not be blind. So the purpose of Jesus' coming is just kingdom. It came to establish a kingdom. And like I said during the week, that understand why they are there and what they are supposed to be doing. If you groom them after the order of your fellowship or your church doctrine, you are doing disservice to Jesus. Oh, many will stand on that day and Jesus will tell them, I don't know you. Because they did not do what they were supposed to do. Hallelujah. Am I communicating to us? The reason why we have all this confusion is because all of us are not on the same page. If all of us will agree that the reason why I'm called, the reason why Pastor Tayo is called, the reason why Reverend Ken is called, the reason why Barrister Jim Lowe is called, the reason why Pastor is called, is for us to raise men and groom them for the kingdom, then we will have there will be hardly any difference between the members of fellowships. There will be hardly any difference. But because we have different agendas, we run it differently. And I'm trusting God that God will help us in the name of Jesus. It's very important. I remember the story. If you look at the kings, in the days of the kings in the Old Testament, there are patterns. There's so many patterns in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. There were some people they called eunuchs. Their job was to take care of the wives of the king. They dare not have sexual relationship with them. It's forbidden. They can't because they are castrated. If you are in leadership, you should go and castrate yourself. Go and do castration. Because if you violate the wife of the king, it's death penalty. It's death penalty. So when you see the people under you, not just as children, oh, they are my children. It's more than they are my children. They are God's wife. They are the bride. You dare not violate them. It's dangerous. Hallelujah. I just pray that God will help us to see beyond the, is it not brother? What does he say? He said I should not come to church. I will come. No. It goes more than that. These things are serious transactions that are taking place. Hallelujah. And so you cannot enter the church or enter the fellowship of God's people and begin to misbehave. And if you are a leader, you have no right to misbehave. Hallelujah. You must do it with a sense of awe. You must do it with a sense of responsibility. Because you will give account of your stewardship. My prayer and desire every day is that I will not stand before God and become a Samara. When you say, yeah, come. You are the pastor of power and glory. I'm not sure, sir. you don't know. See, it is good for God to bless us with millions of people in church. And I want to thank the Lord, our church, we are now 10 million. Hallelujah. Hey, praise God. But you know, you will give account for every person. 10 million souls. You will give account, every one of them. Ade, Betty, where Mimo? Every one of them, you will give an account. How long do you think it will take to start giving an account for each of them? 10 million. It will take God to help us. It will take God to help us. And so let us be careful. It's a sacred calling. Matthew 28. Verse 18. I want to speak to us about another dimension of these things. Reverend has spoken to us about the internal configuration. Quite a number of ministers have spoken about internal configuration. There's a warfare going on inside of us. And there is a warfare going on our outside. And the wisdom of God is that they will be fought simultaneously. Praise the Lord. The reason why Israel had the problem was that they were unaware of the warfare taking place in their inside. And the ones they lost the warfare on their inside, the outside was forgone. Conclusion. They lost it. And like somebody said in the book of Revelation, which we'll go back to, that it is possible for God to fight you. It's very possible for God to wage war against you. Even though you are supposed to be a child, but you can wage war. You can wage war. And that's why you must be careful. And I tell people, if Satan be against you, there are resources to fight Satan. But if God be against you, there is nothing Your case is finished. Even Satan will pity you. Satan himself will pity you. That your case, Akai. And so I said it here. Was in the morning. That when Balaam was going to destroy Israel, Balaam did not. He tried to curse. Many of us, we think sorcerers and all those people are powerful. Yes, in a measure they are. But when he came, when Balaam, you don't know who Balaam was. Balaam was not in the class of Moses. When I talk about prophets, Balaam was not Moses' equal. He was higher than Moses. You ask me, how do I know? Moses will climb up to the mountain to see God. 40 days. Balaam will stand in a place and be seeing God and talking. He doesn't need to climb anywhere. You don't understand? When he was dealing with Israel, Moses was oblivious of what was going on. You don't understand? His operation was not on Moses' level. It took God to come and intervene. Hallelujah. Those are strange operations. And so when he could not curse Israel, and that's truth about all of us, which many of you are not aware about, that it is still, as it was true with Israel, it's still true with us, that there is no weapon fashioned that can prosper. It can't. Anyone that curses you is wasting his time. So if there are witches in your father's house, nothing can happen. No one that Pastor Bellows could go to his family house, confront the head witch, and the head witch could not kill him. If he had nothing protecting him, he would not leave that compound that day. They will just turn him into... right there. They will while he's still talking, they'll be dividing the egg and dividing the something. And praise God. But many of you have had so much testimonies of how evil is that you are afraid. God will help us in Jesus' name. And I tell people, listen to me. Do you tell me that there were no witches in the days of the apostles? Were there no enemies of our father's house in their days? Were there no... What are those enemies we have today that are very, very terrible? Eh? Those who change destiny. I was no go bogoje. Do you think they were not living in the days of those apostles? They were there. This extra curriculum of biblical activity that we are doing is still witchcraft. You are using the same weapons of Lucifer to fight him. And that is iniquity. When you hear workers of iniquity, that's part of iniquity. We'll talk about that. Not now, but let's go. Are you there? I said Matthew 20 verse 18. This is Jesus' final charge. I want to capture the two final charges as recorded by Matthew and as recorded by Mark. I want us to look at the two of them. And then I'll take up from there. Praise the Lord. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Everybody say all power.
All power.
Say all power.
All power.
In any realm of creation, anywhere power exists. Imagination, please, runs wild right now. Can you imagine the most star? Where there is power, the nearest to you, where there is power, Jesus Christ said, all power! All! What did he do? Is given unto me. Has been given unto me. Remember Lucifer told him. He said, all these things were given to me. Hallelujah. And whosoever I want to give it to, I will give it. Praise God. The same thing that was offered to Jesus, because Satan said, I know you came for all these things. He knew, he had an idea about his destiny, that he came for all power. So he showed him the glories of the kingdoms of this world. And the power and the majesty and the pageantry and everything. But now just now said, look, this thing that I could have taken without a fight, I have obtained by a fight. He obtained it by a fight. It was by warfare. It was obtained with blood. He said, now all this power has been given to me. Go back there. Whether it is where? Or where? Now, you will not understand. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven. It is the heavens. He created heaven and the earth. It was later in that chapter 1, he began to create heavens. So, there is one that is superior. The one that is superior is heaven. Where the Bible says is this, that's where God sits, is his throne. Praise God. And somebody said it here, I don't know whether it was a few pastor, or it was Pastor Ipi. He said, heaven is actually a planet. Is it, but of spiritual makeup. God was not dwelling in heaven before. God was here and created heaven and created the earth. And then he humbled himself and entered into heaven. Do you understand? And there is a power sustaining that heaven. And there is a power sustaining the earth. And Jesus Christ said, the two powers that sustains both the heaven and the earth, I have taken it. Hallelujah. Do you understand? So when we begin to read the other aspect of warfare, you can appreciate it. Said that has been given to me. Next verse, verse 19. He now said, go ye therefore. Because of the power that is backing the throne, go forth in the name of that king that has all power. Go forth. Go. This was an invading army. Now let me say this about a kingdom. Praise God. But for the past 1 year, we've been talking about the kingdom. But there's something we've not talked about. Every kingdom has an army. I hope you know that. And we said this, that when Jesus gave this charge, he says, go therefore and teach all nations. How many nations? How many nations? How do you teach a nation? Up till this time, the church in Nigeria has not figured out how to teach Nigeria. We've not figured out. We don't understand the technology because we have been misinterpreted this verse to mean evangelism. Jesus didn't send us to evangelize. Tell your neighbor, we were not sent to evangelize. I hope you are not offended. We were not sent to evangelize. What did this ask us to do? Say, go and teach all nations. How do you teach Nigeria? How do you teach the Hausa Fulanese? How do you teach the Jaws? How do you teach the Yorubas? How do you teach them? These are things we need to figure out. We just got to figure it out. We've not figured it out. The reason, it's simple reason, because we don't understand Lucifer. Lucifer has exchanged the reality and has given us a caricature. So what we are building are our Christian empires. They didn't ask us to go and build Christian empires. I tell people, when I was starting this church, said, Jesus didn't send me to go and build a ministry. He said me to go and do ministry. There are two different things. Even if there are two people, I will continue to do ministry. He didn't ask me to go and build a ministry and build a name for myself. It's not my concern. Hallelujah. I have no such ambition. Amen. Mine is to do ministry. And anywhere I find representatives of nations, I'm talking. Hallelujah. Am I communicating with us? We need to learn and find out how Jesus intended that we should teach all nations. Now, how do we see them? They baptize him. Many of us are Baptists. Any Baptists in the house? You're from Baptists. God bless you. So no offense meant. Is that okay? Say you forgive me. Praise God. We thought, and it's not our fault, because the example we found it in the apostles. When the apostles, after Jesus' ascension, what were they doing? They were busy doing water baptism. That was the way they interpreted this. And so I learned that many of us, we can get instructions from God and we still will not understand the meaning of the instruction. Some of you, God will come to you in the night and will tell you, my son, I'm going to make you rich. And immediately wake up, what you are thinking about is naira and dollars. As if God spends naira. He doesn't speak your language, he speaks his own language. So you must learn to interpret his dreams and prophetic dreams and visions based on the language he speaks. Hallelujah. So what is God rich in? He's rich in mercy. So he said, I will make you rich, my dear. It could be grace, it could be mercy, it could be kindness. You'll be so rich. And as far as heaven is concerned, you are richer than Dangote. Because that's the currency they spend in heaven. Hallelujah. How do we baptize nations? By carrying them into River Niger, how many will you put in River Niger without drowning them? So you realize that even in the days of Jesus, this is where religion and public acceptability is an issue that as leaders we must deal with. What was trending was baptism. Because John the Baptist, who was a baptizer, was baptizing men in Jordan and he was getting crowd. Do you notice in Nigeria? Along this, okay, Nigeria, but in Accra here, nobody is selling akara. So you notice. Except maybe you get the futara. And so you find that anybody that wants to come and do an entrepreneurship or wants to become an entrepreneur, he asks you, what do you want to do? He will not mention akara as part of what he can do. Share your answer. But let one man have a breakthrough in akara. Everybody around will start selling akara. Share your observe that. The same thing too in the spirit. So because baptism was trending, the Bible says the apostles also began to baptize. Even though Jesus did not baptize anybody. That tells us that Jesus actually had no... As far as I was concerned, the operation of that thing was not part of his calling. But because it was trending, they compelled Jesus, we too must baptize. And he said, okay, hello, baptize. But he was not involved in the water baptism thing. The reason why God gave John instructions to baptize was for one purpose, to identify who was the Christ. And once he was identified, that ministry was over. But Jesus could not stop them because they were hard. Their heart was already hardened. They loved it. It was bringing crowd. Amen. Just say that people believe that the reason why mountain of fire is prospering is because of their prayer. Fire! So everybody starts praying fire. Who told you that that's the secret of in Jesus' name, fire? Where did they put in the Bible that after you have used the name of Jesus, you now have fire behind it? Nowhere. Because their church is good does not mean that they are accurate. Oh, they know. Praise God. But my fear, my concern is that everybody is now copying them, thinking that they can get the same result they are getting by copying them. It doesn't work like that. There's something every one of us must understand. Look, there's a leader of the Holy Spirit. I was telling people, Babalola was told by God to use water to pray. He has not given you permission to use it. Because it worked for him does not mean to work for you. If it works for you, demons have access to your life. Even that for a reason. You can't, a man that works with the Spirit, you cannot copy him. You can copy if you enter that realm. If you access the spiritual realm without permission, you are what do you call the person? You are a rebel. What is another word for a rebel? You are a trespasser. You have entered illegally. You are not different from a wizard or a sorcerer. Look, result is not an evidence of authenticity or confirmation that there is a calling upon your life. It does not a confirmation. The standard is the word of God. I've said it many times and somewhere, a young believer, my friend, he just gave his life to Jesus. And at that time, his roommate was sick. And he asked his roommate, can I pray for you? And the roommate said, please go ahead and pray. And he prayed for the roommate and was about to go. And he said, the Lord told him, take your blanket and cover with your blanket. And he did that. In 30 minutes, that guy was healed. Now, if it is today, we'll have a ministry of blanket. And we'll be cutting blankets. Do you follow me? Do you know Jesus never healed people using the same methodology? Why was that? Never asked. Jesus can tell you, I mean, Eki said there was a woman he was praying for, and she had a big stomach, and Jesus said, the spirit said, punch her. You cannot punch in everybody you see. And then we charge you for our sword. But that was how the Holy Spirit wanted that problem solved. You can't go and say, because it worked again for Reverend Ken, I must now punch everybody. It's wrong. Let us learn how to walk in tandem with the Holy Spirit. Learn to walk in tandem. I love David. The first day he went to battle against the Philistines, after he was anointed king, the Bible said that David met them in the on the mountain, crushed them. They now said, okay, their God is the God of the mountain. Let us meet them in the valley. Now, David did not assume, because he defeated them in the mountain, he can also defeat them in the valley. David said, Lord, how do I proceed? He didn't assume. And God said, wait. When you see the movement in the mulberry trees, follow that movement. And he waited. I don't know how long he waited. That was the waiting that Saul could not do. Wait. No, remember that the first assignment of Saul, wait. And it was specific. Wait for 7 days. It was interesting that Samuel told Saul, wait for 7 days. And on the seventh day, the man said he waited and everybody had left. And he said, look, let us offer a sacrifice. Is it not kill goat? Bring the goat. Because as a finished sacrificing, Samuel appeared. He said they would have confirmed the kingdom. But now it cannot be confirmed. For because he could not wait. Somebody said that patience is a weapon of war. You see what they call fruit of the spirit? What they call character? It's a spirit, they are spiritual weapons. That is how God fights. Those fruit of the spirit, that is how he fights. You see, when God was in heaven, if he had the privilege of seeing God before Lucifer rebelled, see, Lucifer would not have rebelled if he knew his chances of winning was zero. The man evaluated God, checked him out, and saw that this man is weak. Because when God sat on that throne, the Bible was to look upon like a standing stone. One stone. He was decked in 9 stones. When he said somebody is beautiful, Lucifer was beautiful. I've not seen God. But I assume that since they could not see God, they would have assumed that he was much beautiful than God. He was probably more eloquent than God. When God talks, he probably be talking like Baba de Kumuyi. My children. I'm about you. My life is not here. I'm on the rev. I'm about you, get. I'm about you, consumer. And when Lucifer will come, Allah bo name bro, sada, ingenos. He said, but boy, he gone money. This is a real guy. And so he evaluated God. God was to look upon like an SU. No package. Nothing to attract you to him. And so the guy concluded, I can take him on. Big mistake. The embodiment of fear was seated. And terror. And anything you can think about, that was all power. It was a bad mistake. And he will live to regret it for all of eternity. When eternity ends, another eternity will begin. God will never, never, forever and ever, and ever and ever, ever after that, amen, another ever will start again. Forgive you. Do you understand? May our end not be like that in Jesus' name. Say, baptizing the nations in the name of God the Father. How do you baptize the nation in the name of God the Father? I do baptize them in the name of God the Son. I do baptize them in the name of the Holy Ghost. This is a challenge that the church must sit down and decode. We have to do that. That's our mandate. That's our dominion mandate. Just like he gave Adam his dominion mandate, he has given us our own dominion mandate. And how we interpret it is very, very important. Oh, we need to go and ask him. You told us to do this. How do we do that? So I began to look at our brothers, our apostles, when they came up, and every time they preached, they would say, who wants to be baptized? They were just baptizing. Until a man, Saul of Tarsus, got born again. And then we met him in Antioch. And the Bible says it was in Antioch they began to teach. The original mandate, they began to attempt to do it. And as they began to teach, the church in Antioch began to take on a different complexion. They began to raise men. So from Antioch, they began to send missionaries out. The brothers in Jerusalem were fighting over food. Those guys didn't grow. They had super champions. They had the apostles there who were mesmerized there with signs and wonders. But the brethren didn't grow. Even though they increased the numbers, but they didn't grow. Hallelujah. And so what do you understand about kingdom? Now, go to verse 20. I want to speak one or two things before I now move on. Teaching them to do what? Observe all things. Like Reverend Ken in his concluding part of his message spoke about the Queen of England. One of the most powerful things about kingdom is this. See, you must, if you are going to take territories, you can take territories by force of arms, but you need to conquer their hearts. You need to conquer their hearts. And it's true. Nobody invades a territory without an army. When the British sent in their ambassadors, an army came with it. Do you understand me? They came with force of arms. But after subduing us militarily, they needed to subdue us mentally. Do you follow me? That's why Pastor can say, he spoke to that lady and said, will you like to give your life to Jesus? She said, no. It's my principle that if you are doing deliverance and the person you are trying to deliver does not agree, you cannot do it. Because the Bible says that whatever two shall agree. So if that person agrees with Satan, you can't break it. It's like a relationship. It's like a married relationship. You can't break it. There was a sister many years ago. Every time she wants to be pretty girl. This sister was pretty. But brothers, you know, because she was fire. Praise God. She had this temper. But worse than that, she got engaged to a brother, and a few days or so to their wedding, she just got tired of it. I don't like this guy. And broke the relationship. And she has been like that. So she said she has been under Dr. Benjamin. They prayed, they done deliverance, done everything, and she's still having the problem. Ah! I said, Lord, what is this problem? Then it occurred to me. I said, you have a spirit husband. He said, what do I mean? I said, in the night, do you have wet dreams? She said she had never had any sexual relationship before in her whole life. Prior to that time. So I don't know how these things. Ah. So you have a spirit husband. See, you normally have a sexual relationship during the night. He said, yes. I said, can you describe? I said, she doesn't know. I said, well, this is the situation. You have a marriage. There's a spirit husband you have. And this has, the relationship is as strong as a marriage. And with nobody can break it except you. Do you understand? What God has joined together, let no man put. Even in that realm, it is also true. I said, only you can cause this divorce. None of us can break it. So I told her, take your time out, pray. Gave her certain prayer points. Then the following day, I met her. I said, Alpha. Say yes. The guy came to have sexual relationship with her. I said, what happened? She said, she fought throughout the whole night. I said, tell me, describe the person. And when she finished the description, there was no man or not that can match that description. Tall, light in complexion, handsome, big. Let me go on match. So I was disqualified. I don't spend time behind the mirror. I don't look it. Even my wife, I don't have time to look. Amen. I only marry my wife by the Spirit. So if it was by sight, I would not have married her. Yes, because sight, I was distracted. Pastor, you were there. I was a youth pastor. Every sister was always greeting me. Just inviting me. Uncle. So if I was the type given to all kinds of nonsense, I would have just been chopping until I chop and die. But that was not the kind of life I lived. So when I was going to... I just met her and said, we are welcome in Jesus' name. And the Lord said, that is her. You can give God a wave for you. Hallelujah. Amen. They said, we will not judge after the sin of the eyes. You can receive that in Jesus' name. Some of you are hearing me now. Be like me. As I follow Jesus, follow me also. Because later I found out that she was very, very pretty. I did not choose her by she was pretty or not pretty. And I thank God I married her. Oh God, if you have married me, you would have been miserable. Because I don't know who would have married me. Sadia, where are you? You know I'm tough. She knows. I can be smiling, but I myself know I'm not good like that. Amen. Are you with me, church? So you have to. So I told her. So the second day, I said, look, the bus is not over for you. And so I said, look, you have to continue. So the third day, it's the second day that she went through all that again. I said, still not over. On the third day, I said, there's something you still have to do. I don't know, but you still have to do. So on the third day, she said she had this fight. So when that spirit now came, he said, since you don't want to continue with me, can I have my tokens? That was the words he used. My tokens of the marriage. I said, take anything you want to take. So she just said the spirit came and brushed her hair. My God. I said, no wonder. When this is any kind of hair she does, odd men anywhere with on. Anywhere she is passing. All the men with on and they say, Kai, oh girl. I say, hey, so that was the secret. Then he said she brushed her hands. Then she brushed her legs and walked away. I said, now you are free. So those are the tokens. So when we are, well, this is a token of the marriage, it's a testimony. Those of you that you are married, you draw your ring and keep copy, and you are doing nice boy. You are playing with problem. It's a token, it's a testimony. That's why we shared it. Amen. So it's interesting to note that since I married, I've been wearing this ring. My hand has not grown bigger. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor. Testimony in the house. I've not changed it. I've not changed it. I've kept it. And God has been good to me that my finger did not grow. But I'm having a problem. I usually don't bring it out. Maybe I brought it out of my finger since, maybe 5 times. I just bring it up, put it there. Okay, the last time I got myself in trouble, I was playing with batteries. Terminals. And my ring touched the terminal. Oh my God. The spark, the fire that burnt my hand. My finger, it left a scar on my finger. So anytime I want to work with batteries, I have to remove it. And that's only when you see me put it down. I bathe with it. I sleep with it. I go with it. It's part of me. Praise God. But I feel funny. When everybody's with you. Okay, let me not go there. These things are tokens. You have to be careful what kind of tokens you carry. I see sisters, they put ring. They say it's not on the married land. When now you will now find out when nobody marries there, they'll be wondering what is causing the problem. Please let your hand be free so that we can know that you are available. Do you follow me? Stop causing confusion in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Where was I? Oh my God. Ah, my God. I've never started my message. My time is gone. Teaching them to do what? Observe all things. This testament is about obedience. It's about what? Obedience. You teach them to observe all things that I what? I've taught you. Now, if you are not properly instructed in those things, you cannot teach them to observe those things. Then Jesus Christ had this to say about that great those who teach others. Are you with me? To do what he has told them, he said they will call great in the kingdom of heaven. And there are those who will not teach us, or I call them to break it. Then you become least in the kingdom of heaven. You remember that place? Many of us are not examples to the nations we are living with. Many of you, you want to be like the nations that you are in. No wonder you are ineffective in the warfare of the kingdom. You are poor representations of the kingdom. You want to be like them. You want to dress like them. You want to talk like them. You want to watch the films they watch. You want to do the things they do. You want to dance the way they dance. Praise God. Hallelujah. You want to have the same ambitions they have. No wonder you are fearing the same fear they fear. Don't have mercy. All that I've commanded you, say, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Jesus will not abandon us in the name of Jesus. Go to Mark. There's so much I want to say. I'll be through in the next 20 minutes. Wherever I stop, I'll stop. Mark 16, chapter 15 and 18. Let me quickly go through that. Mark. And he said unto them, now, the same charge, different records. Praise God. Go ye into all the world and do what? Preach the gospel. What was the gospel? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What about them? It's about their kingship. Because every kingdom must have a king. It's from that throne that everything is defined. I hope you understand that. Are you with me? Every kingdom morphs into the will of the king. How he wants his kingdom, that's how he fashions it. Praise the Lord. And so you need to know the Father, you need to know the Son, you need to know the Holy Spirit. Even though they are all the same, but there are specific characteristics of each of them, which you must understand. If I ask somebody about the Holy Spirit, you don't know jack about the Holy Spirit. You've not taken time to study his personality. You don't even know when he's talking to you. Some of you, when the Holy Spirit gives an instruction, you say, something told me. You call him something. For how long will Holy Ghost be something? You need to know him. You need to know Jesus. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul differentiated the ministry of these three characters. Are you with me? Go to 1 Corinthians. I will come back here. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's pick the third from verse 3, I guess. Verse 3. Okay. Thank you very much. Verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but what? So we quickly know in this administration who has the gifts. Next verse. And there are differences of administrations, but what? So we know that the work of the of Jesus is what? Administration. Then let us go to the next one. And there are diversities of operations. Who is in charge? It's God. So you know that in the administration of his church, the three of them are playing active roles. And if you don't know how they play, we'll run into problems. It's instructive to know when Paul was speaking about the benediction. He said the grace of what? Our Lord Jesus Christ. And what? The love of God. And what? Three of them, three different things. These are things he must be acquainted with. So that you can recognize them. Somebody said, and I think it's true. He said the Holy Ghost never takes worship. How did he put it to? When he heard the Holy Spirit say, you say, Holy Spirit, there's a way we worship the Father. There's a way you need to worship the Father. There's a way you need to honor the Son. There's a way you need to appreciate the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is usually not wanting to take attention to himself. He's always pointing to the Father and the Son. He's always pointing to them. He's always pointing to them. Hallelujah. So you must recognize their similarities and their diversities. Praise God. Praise God. Take me back to where we came from. Hallelujah. This is warfare. I've not even entered my message. Go into the world and do what? Preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16. And after he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17. And these signs. Everybody say these signs. What is our problem? Why do we feel cool that these things are not common among us? Pastor Bello said, Jesus made the comment, said, these works I do, shall you do? And greater than this will I do, say, because I go to my Father. Why are we not doing, even the ones he did, we are not doing? Talk less of the greater one. Something is wrong somewhere. I think the simple reason is that we really don't believe. Or we are scared, or we are not concerned, or we are not even bothered. It could be any of those reasons. He says, these signs shall follow them. They'll do what? It follows. These signs follow. That means you are moving and they follow. If you are stationary and doing nothing, you don't see these things operate. They escort you. Look, we didn't come into ministry because somebody just looked at us and gave us microphone. No, we have history. We can trace our work and show you what we have done. The little we have done that brought us there, it's not even close to what Jesus is saying. Look, because a person does not have enough faith to believe God for this does not mean it's not what we should be doing. Listen to me, if you step out there and preach the gospel, those gifts of the Spirit will come into operation. It's just your willing to step out. Leaving your comfort zone. You will see those things come into operation. Now, Pastor Wale is there, was the son. He was one who went to service, I told you. I told him a son that went to service and said he was having demon problem. To cast, I said, you are on your own. He's alive today. He didn't kill him. I don't know which one you will meet. A friend of mine told me he was a copper, and he said he was traveling back to his base, but I don't know where in Nigeria that he got caught up in, and so he had to stay in the copper's lodge over the night. Another copper came from another place, and they were both put in the same room. And so, one of the coppers who came to visit him, they were conversing. And so while they were conversing, the other young copper came, and he was telling them that since the time he has been young, he has been oppressed. He can't sleep. Demons always afflict him. By the time the guy finished his testimony, he brought that friend and said, bro, hold that wrong. But then you're So my friend said he was in trouble. There was at the level 30, where will you go to? In a strange land. So he had to sleep with somebody that demons come every night to come and torment. Hallelujah. So not knowing what to do or where to go, he has to now say, okay, let us pray. And prayed a prayer of faith. While he was praying, the guy slept off. And slept soundly. But my friend could not sleep. At the breaking of dawn, he ran out. pray, God, you have helped me thus far. Not less than 5 minutes, there was commotion in the room. The guy woke up and was looking for the exit. He was breaking windows, breaking louvers, and those people were cutting his body. And so they ran back, said, what? Said, those demons are back. He said, immediately you stepped out, they came in. Said, your presence kept them at bay. And here was the brother who could not sleep for fear of the demons. That mere fact that he was with him, they could not come near. And yet they didn't know. Said, these signs shall follow them that do what? Believe. What will they do? In my name. How many of you have learned the revelation of the name of Jesus? You have taken your time to study it. Because not everything I can teach in church. I expect you to go back and study for yourself. How much city did they give us where we're coming from? We have to develop ourselves. We have to study. We have to pray. We have to buy books. We have to do fellowship. We have to do so many things to learn. He said, in my name. There is no name given amongst men by which a man can be saved. Save that name, Jesus. And that name can also be deployed in warfare. It's the most powerful. See, all those memories that Pastor Benga put together, without the name, it doesn't work. You must know that name. There were seven sons of Sceva who were exorcists. In the book of Acts. They were professional exorcists. Anywhere they go, they were doing... How many of you... Okay, they could not have been alive then. Exorcists. How many of you have not filmed the exorcists? Wow. That was... I've been watching horror film. That was number one horror film that I was afraid of. And they said it was a real life story. They said, we have seen a new technique. We have seen Paul casting out devils. So let us go and try this new technique to give us better results. Because his own was very, very fast. So they said, okay, they found the one guy that was tormented by demons. They said, hey, welcome, come. We command thee to come out by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And that demon looked at them. What an insult. What a bloody insult. He said, Jesus we know. How will you not know Jesus? For the day he rose from the dead, they knew him. Hallelujah. When he was crucified, he was crucified in weakness. Those 3 days he was there, and I believe they were tormenting him. All the demons that have fallen came. And said, it was you that was disturbing the Old Testament. They will slap his face. He just kept down there. They will beat him. Have you been to a police station where you saw a policeman beat a suspect? You want to go there again. They beat no nothing out of Jesus. He kept quiet. But on the third day, when the Spirit of Life came, and he rose, they knew they were in trouble. All the demons in hell had to disappear. I think that was the first day they emptied them. The area just died. And abandoned Lucifer. And I said, it was you that was slapping me. The keys of hell and death, I want it. He collected it. Triumphed. Stepped on his head. Disgraced him in front of all his boys. Then went to the spirits that were dead. And went to preach to them that I'm the Christ you saw. I was the person you saw. Joshua saw. He said, you were the one that met me in the plains of Jericho. Abraham said, you were the man that came. They began to say, yes, you were the one. The Hebrew young man said, you were the fourth man that we saw in the fire. It was that to all of them. It was called the precarnate Christ. They said, we recognize you. And having preached, they believed him. Because they needed to believe for them to be saved. Then he ascended and took them. And so when he came, and saw power. There is no demon anywhere in anywhere. Including the one in the air that does not respond to the name of Jesus. That's why I tell you. I have to rebuke one of my daughters. Somebody was saying, hey, Jesus. I said, did you not read? That is written, take not the name of your Lord God in vain. Because in that, any spirit in that vicinity, once they hear that name, they fall. And even angels are with you, and every time you are saying Jesus and they are falling, one day they will assume that you are playing. And they won't respond. That's why jesting is not allowed in the New Testament. So I'm sorry for... What is that your jester? Our jesters, eh? AY, all those guys. They are making money. You can laugh. But if you don't take life serious, that name will respond to you. You have to be sober. Be vigilant. Because your enemy, the devil, is on the prowl, looking for whom to devour. He won't devour you in Jesus' name. So he said, in my name, what will they do? They will cast out devils. This is something we must learn to do. You have to know how, and you should not be afraid of any devil. Stop being afraid. Forget their CV. That's the problem. They told David the CV of Goliath. That CV was intimidating. They said when he was like this, he has been fighting war. Well, I'm exaggerating. I don't know whether he was like this or not. From his youth, he has been fighting. And he has not lost a battle. And here you are. Romeo, I don't want to report, I don't want to explain to your father that you died here. It will be unfair. Do you follow me? That CV was intimidating. But David had learned not to respect the devil. Now, respect is different from you acknowledging what he can do. Ha. David compared him to the lion and to the bear. Praise God. But he said that if God, and that's why you need testimonies. They encourage you. Your past victories, they leverage for the next battle ahead. But you have done no battle and you want to go and confront the prince of Jegule. They will just sit you as a suya and go and pack you away. Start from the small demon in your lodge. Yeah, get that small demons, eh? You start using them as practice. Okocha did not become Okocha by arriving on the football national team one day. They started from Ajegule, playing set of four, set of three. Do you follow me? They had an history. Build your own CV. David marshaled his own CV. He said, the bear, I took out the lion. I took out the bear. You, small. You don't know who a bear is. Have you seen a lion before? Live lion. In the... It's good to see it in the zoo. A live lion is bad. I was in UI zoo. When they had money in UI. When those lions were well fed. They threw a goat into the den. That said it was life. They didn't kill them. It was life. When that goat saw the lion just sat down one fire away like that. When the goat saw the lion, one hot urine just came out. What he saw was not lion, he saw death. And the guy just rose up. It was not even a struggle. There are some people who are going to taunt the lion. The fence is very high, the fence is very high. And they taunted the lion. I was standing back, when that lion charged and took off. His paws hit the top of that gate, of that fence. Of course, I was not there to find out the rest. I looked for the safest place to hide. A lion. And that young boy had no respect for a lion and took out a lion. What is a small lamp? Compared to... He had plenty. He could afford to let it go. But the guy went after the guy, took it from his mouth and killed him. I believe everyone said this was a mistake. It's not normal. It's not normal. Let us send him another test. Warfare. We thought about it. They now send a bear. You don't know what... It probably was a grizzly bear. When a grizzly bear stands, some of them can stand 18 feet tall. The swipe of a bear can take off the head of a cow. Just like that. It will take his head off. Ben, a bear can run faster than Usain Bolt. A bear will run faster than Usain Bolt. You can't outrun a bear. It's as massive as it is, it will outrun Usain Bolt. So you don't have a chance of surviving. This guy went after a bear, a grizzly bear, and killed it. Everybody said, I found my king. I found my king. Pastor was talking about kingdom in your heart. They will not, there is an authority that God was. No, Jessica said something that was very, very significant. He said, if you are not faithful in other man's business, how can they commit into your hands your own true riches? The true riches is the kingdom, the authority of the kingdom. How can they give it to you when they've not proven you? How faithful are you where you are? Holy Spirit, my time is up. Let me finish 2 Timothy. Please go and cast out devils. We need you to cast them out. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1. I want to reiterate. I wish I can get to the men of David. I'll just mention. Now, thou therefore, my son, be strong what? In the grace. You think it was for nothing that Satan came in to confuse the church with the doctrine of grace? I think, look, we are fighting on different levels. Satan planted tears in our midst. And we've been fighting, trying to correct the error. And the people propagating this error are very strong. They have DSTV. They have everything. I was trying to go on the radio. Adaba, how much is Adaba now? For 30 minutes? 25,000. Where is Mrs. Oniga? Where is Ms. Ogi? Where is she now? I saw her this morning, isn't it? How much is Adaba now? 30 minutes. Prime time. 30,000. For 13 episodes, how much is that? 390. Minus cost of production. How many of you can drop $500,000 for me now? I will go on radio. I can sustain it for the next 2 years or 3 years. Are you with me? We need it's cheap. It's not cheap here. It is Odo State, oh, it's not cheap here. There's no business we have here. Amen. But these guys are on DSTV. And they are there almost every day. So if they come and tell you that there's something called upper grace, will you not believe? That thing came from hell. There's something called upper grace. His grace is grace. We don't know. When he said put on the whole armor of God, he did say against the powers of Satan. What did he say against? Well, we are dealing with methodologies. We are dealing with strategies. We are dealing with wisdom. We are dealing with all kinds of things. Are you with me, church? These are the things that we are fighting against. And this Satan is a bad Satan. There's nothing good in him. Hallelujah. He has not repented and will not repent. He's committed. If there's anything we need to learn from Satan, it's commitment. The guy is committed. He doesn't give up. The Bible says, left Jesus for a season and came back. And he has been coming back. Even on the cross, he was still there to see that Jesus fails. What about your burial? Amen. Can we have brothers that are that intense, tenacious, who will not give up? I had that kind of experience, though. There was this brother that was when he was in 100 level, we were together in Makama Bida, and was a roommate. My roommate was a Muslim. He was a squatter. And I followed him. And for 4 years, I was on his neck. 4 years, I was on his neck. So, I was a 500 level. He was a 400 level mascot. And so, we met on the road along that Makama Bida. And I said, so where is your hostel? He said, Makama Bida. He said, they also gave me Makama Bida. We'll be seen. He said, no problem. You know that when I got to Makama Bida, I just disliked Makama Bida. And I began to look for an alternative hostel. I found my hostel in Jaja. So one Sunday morning, I got out. I was on the top floor. He was on the ground floor. Aki, what are you doing downstairs? What are you doing there? Did you come to sleep? I said, this is my room. The guy said, yeah, I'm in trouble. Say, brother, actually, you have found me. Say, when you say you're in my camera, I changed my to run away from you. And now you came to meet me here. I said, it's dirty by day. We're born again. A whole year I was tormenting his soul. So one day God's angry. He raked for me. He rebelled, the guy raked. He just came short of throwing punches. And I said, me. That pride came up. Pride of life came up. I'm trying to help you, and if you want to go to hell, Joe. So in my, when I calmed down, the Holy Ghost said he was trying to distract you. You go back and continue. So I said, hey, so it's like that. All right. So when I saw Akasaki, well, no, Allah, you have rigged, but I won't give up on you. He said, oh, God. What can I do, brother? See now. So the last day, when we are finished, he had promised we come to church, we come to fellowship, he never came with me. Last day, we have finished exams, we have finished defense. That was the last day we were going to spend in Unilag. I said, okay, for 4 years I pursued you. Will you all just honor me this day and follow me to church? Ah! He looked at me. You know that kind of vibe where he might go. Every day, monkey, they go market. He said, okay, since... And I took him to train. On that day, Reverend Okonkwo, Bishop Okonkwo preached, Mike Okonkwo. Wow, that was a fiery message. And that day, he gave his life. And when he came back to sit, he said, you won. I pray that he's still alive and he's still in the Lord. I don't even know where he is. I can't even locate him anywhere. Are you that intense? I remember when I used to look for Pastor Bello. I was just 11:30 p.m. I'll just get a prompting and I'll just pick my Moscow and drive it to government house. That time is when so many fine girls have arrived. And I'll just enter, bro, Bello, when I say bro, Bello, that means that arrangement has spoiled us. I will start talking Bible. Everybody will have to vacate and go to their house. Do you follow me? That's why someone was asking, do follow. I said, I can't do it anymore. I've done my own. You do your own. Add it to your own CV. At least, if I don't have any, at least Pastor Bello here, I followed him. Amen. Praise God. Where were we? Be strong in the grace. You must understand what the grace is. You must understand what grace is not. Satan distracted us with all that so that you will never be strong. Because if you can't define it properly, if you don't understand how it works, you are going to be messed up. Be strong in the grace of who? That is found only in Christ Jesus. Verse 2. I'm bringing my thought to a close. I didn't have enough time. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same. Nothing else. Oh my God. I was praying here in the morning and I'm still saying it. We need to start building generational believers. Let us be generational in our mindset. At least I've told you, I raised Brother Mufu Muhammad. Brother Mufu Muhammad raised Brother Jeremy Lohu. I'm looking forward to the person, he has raised many, but I want to look for somebody that looks like us. There is someone that must look like us. I want to see that 40th generation. Are you with me? Let us be intentional. Let us be intentional. That is able. But you see, the funny thing that the Bible says, faithful men. Not men that are talented. Not men that are anointed. Because they never do well. My experience, they never do well. And faithful men, but look and find. There are few, but look for them. Let's be deliberate. For me, I will not ordain anybody if I can't find faithfulness in you. I will not do it. I won't do it. I can afford to remain like this. It's not by force. Praise the Lord. Because I learned from experience. We made a sister a member of the Exco. I told you. Because we needed to fill a position. That lady turned out to be a bad mistake. Yes. Not just a mistake, a bad mistake. So I learned that I will not bring anybody to authority except I repeated the same mistake when I was in doing my NYC. When I raised the fellowship, I made a lady the secretary general. That was also another mistake. That almost tore the fellowship. So I said, when I can't find the right kind of people, I leave it like that. Why do you think that Joshua could not hand over to anybody? There was no one. If I handed over to the wrong people, perhaps Israel would have been destroyed much earlier than that time. Elisha found no one to hand over to, and that thing died with him. God help us. Raise faithful men for us. Verse 3. It now says, thou therefore, what should you do? Endure hardness. I can't speak on these things because of time. But you see, he began to compare us to soldiers. He was comparing Timothy to a soldier. Said, like a soldier, learn how to endure. A good soldier, learn how to endure hardness. It is now a ministry that we are trying to make things convenient for people. And I don't think it's right. I think for the sake of their souls, we need to make life a little more inconvenient. Because in military training, Pastor, I don't think your convenience is of interest to any of them. They hate convenience. My brother told me of his son is there. That's my nephew. His father. Praise God. Hi, you say hi. Praise God. He resembles me. One day I got to Port Harcourt and I saw his junior brother. And I said, he looked like Damiluju. I said, how did Damiluju get to Port Harcourt before me? I left him in Akura. I had to look at him because I said, this is not Damiluju, this is Victor. It's called blood. Anyway, don't worry. Where was I? My brother. What did I say he was doing? Eh? Yeah, Air Force. During their training NDA, they used to wake them up at very, very bad hours of the night. When Amatan is best, they will only have their pants on, head shoven, and they would push them into the zone and be spraying water, and they will be doing all kinds of exercise in their Amatan, and you dare not flinch. That was their training. The present chief of air staff, Air Vice Marshal Sadiq, told me of an instance that while they were doing that in that night, they were doing like that. Then one of them just took off. As they went like that, they took off like the guy just took off. Right with pants and scaled the fence. The ADA fence is so high. The guy scaled it. And ran, never came back. But the thing was not killing. I saw the picture of my brother. After one terrible exercise, I felt sorry for him. My mother cried. Her heart broke. It was so bad that she instigated my father to see that chief of air staff. They went to him. I said, I want my son out of the Air Force. They had to go and summon my brother. And the chief of air staff said, do you want to leave the Air Force? He said, no. I said, sorry. That was the end. Hallelujah. But he suffered. They used to use broken bottle to shave their head. Benny. Ah. Blade. Now, can you go through that regimen to be a good soldier? Nigerian Army has, the Nigerian Armed Forces have one of the most rigorous training. Where the American soldier cannot survive, it is okay for a Nigerian soldier. American soldiers went to Iraq and they were killing children and they ran mad when they came back. Nigerian soldiers killed children and they are normal. They are terrible, Nigerian soldiers. I told you a little of what my brother said now. I asked if they were scraping and they were eating sand with rice. Nigerian soldiers, don't play with them, which is worried that made them look like that, oh. They are not small, oh. And on a good day, Boko Haram will not take them 2 days to clear. On a good day, we leave that for another story, another day. A good soldier. I want to encourage you. I don't know how we are being trained. I think again, we as leaders must revisit our training manuals. It goes beyond what we teach. It goes to the kind of demands we place on people. I told us here as I close about Reverend, this Reverend in U.S. Akimola. Akimola. Bankole, thank you, sir. And I like that attitude. He said his pastor came to him on Saturday night, brought this all these gadgets, and said, we are going live tomorrow. He has never handled a camera before. He has never done anything about multimedia. He doesn't know jack about national transmission. He doesn't know nothing about that thing. He just said, fine, just get it ready. We are going live tomorrow. And you know that by, he said throughout the whole night, he read everything and practiced everything. By the morning, he had set everything up. And when it was time, he began to broadcast on national television. How many brothers can do that? How many of you can make that kind of sacrifice? We are talking about soldiers. These are things that God will look at when he begins to build his army. Don't disqualify yourself. Can we bow our heads to pray? Father, I want you to pray and ask the Lord to prepare you. It's about preparation. Many of us are in preparation. To prepare a soldier, his convenience is not the goal. It's not about, is it convenient? Is it okay for you? Do you like it? It's an attitude. It's a mindset. Can you ask it to give you the heart of a warrior? I didn't have time to go and look at the men of David, the kind of persons they were. Those were the men who were able to turn the kingdom. We need men that can turn the kingdom. We need men that can wage war. The Bible says they were men that could wage war. They could fight. We need fighters. We need men who will not be afraid of demons. Men who can cast out devils. Men who can lay hands on the sick and the sick recover. Men that can speak with new tongues. Men that can tread upon serpents and scorpions. We need fearless men. These are the days of Elijah. These are those days. It has come again upon us. God is asking for men. Father, we thank you for today. We lift up ourselves before you. I ask for mercy. That you help us to be strong in the grace that is found in Jesus. You will teach us how to wage war. You give us the right attitude and the right mindset so that we can be effective in the days ahead. Help us, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
We believe you were blessed by this message. For additional information, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PGC Church, or visit our website www.pgcchurch.org. Thank you.